Welcome to the Lithuel Podcast. We're here to entertain, form a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run with Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I managed to not blind myself today.
You're ahead of multiple people today, Dev. I've saw multiple people. Yep. Like my personal favorite were the people desperately trying to convince their friends that no, you can't use the glasses from 2017 if you still have them.
I looked for my glasses from 2017. Sadly,
I should point out most of them have printed on them that after 3 years they aren't good anymore.
Well, it's probably good I didn't find them.
Yeah, you definitely did not want to use those again.
My friends are using cereal boxes.
Don't you love when companies... It's been a long 2 weeks of news, hasn't it? This is supposed to be the break. This is supposed to be the break time before Liberator starts.
Their suffering is endless. Yeah.
So first up, anniversaries. Tamers is 23. O2's 24. Savers is 18. Adventure 2020 is 4. And Frontier is 22. Those are all large numbers.
Yeah.
I will say, I think the one that throws me off the most is 2020 being 4. It's like, that's almost 5 years. That does not feel like that's almost 5 years.
No, it feels like it's like, okay, maybe it's like a year and a half.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting Ghost Game exists, though.
And then, hey, look, we have... I will say... I love the ambitious release schedule, and I absolutely loved waking up a bit early on April 1st and noticing this was up, and I'm like, oh, man, really? April 1st is the day it goes up? That's not good.
Yep.
So, shout put up. I will say this. This is the first time it feels like they've integrated the logo well.
Does look very nice.
Yeah. Do you remember what they did for Try and Kizuna?
Kizuna was kind of okay.
Yeah. So Try, what they did was they took the posters and then they, behind the logo, they did a blue, big blue backing, like plate thing. Kizuna, I don't hate Kizuna. They put it at the top, but they made the backing so huge. It was like a third of the front. Here it fits better. Poster art. June 11th? That is 2 weeks after it's out on disc in Japan.
Hell yes.
I love to see the ambitious planned out releases where approvals clearly went quickly, probably because they're using exactly what Toei gave them.
Very nice.
I also will say this. I like the use of like the tan color.
It does work surprisingly well.
Yeah, like you'd figure... It feels like this was going to be a white or a red. For the banner and the spine, and it works really well.
I just assumed it was just going to be blue or something.
True. So, pre-orders up at Amazon. The Shout store has pre-orders also, and they have, you get a poster tube with the movie poster.
Heck yes, I will have to.
Yeah, if you get it from Shout. Slipcover, what Shout normally does is it has the slipcover for a printing or two, and then they keep printing it without the slipcover. So if that's important to anyone, get it. I'm happy to get it. If I get something later and it doesn't have a slipcover, I'm not super bothered. But I know some people get very bothered when they don't have one.
I could see that. Especially if they want consistency in a collection.
Dubs here. Japanese audio with subtitles. It appears the only extra is... It looks like it's the intro we saw when Fathom had it. Which, that was a very nice intro, I have to say.
Nice.
Yeah. And you get a Digimon Liberator promo pack with one of six Liberator cards.
Oh, Shani just didn't throw in more of the...
The O2 promo cards?
Yeah. That would have been nice for anyone who didn't get a chance to like get it at the theater.
It'd be nice, but also it's a type of thing where it's a gift, but it's more a promotional item.
Yeah, it's like, oh, look at this other thing we're doing.
Go buy it. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Kizuna's release was ambitious, COVID delays or not, because it was home video, it was a month later, I think. I want to say it was like three weeks for digital, a month for home video, I think. So 2 weeks for both, very solid. I'm looking forward to it. Everything looks nice. I wish there were more extras, I admit. Especially since I think the Japanese extras are just trailers and stuff. Plus all the physical stuff, which they finally have done the pictures of the last few. So the early purchases were getting Shikishi, which that's new art of Vemon and Wormon, which that looks actually really good.
That's adorable. I want it.
Am I wrong, or does Vemon look a bit more 02-ish than he does new movie-ish?
Hard to say.
Then the Amazon original stuff, the acrylic diorama. It's new art of Takaru, Hikari, Patamon, and Tailmon playing in the snow.
Because that's very valid.
And that's the second clear file you get also. And then Animate's acrylic keychain is new art of Ken. Ken's posing as if going, huh, they picked me for this.
It's like, I'm sorry, but he looks boring as shit.
To be fair, I think it's funnier that he looks boring. And I thought, when they did the Kizuna 02 audio drama, and that was the entire point, was everyone keeps expecting him to be like Digimon Emperor, and instead he's just like, calm old man.
You could have given him a little more hair.
I don't know. The weird thing is, I like the look on the keychain. Does he wear... Is that a different outfit than what he wears in the movie?
I do not recognize it at all.
I don't either, and I'm not sure if it's just it's been a while, or what he wears in the movie isn't memorable, but I look at it, I'm like, I don't recognize these clothes. And then, hey, Dev, remember how you missed the Digivice?
Yes.
It's back.
I know. Once I get paid, I'm getting the thing.
Yeah, so the US pre-orders are all open once again. And I guess we should see if they're still actually open. One second. Uh-oh.
God damn it.
The Tai Chi one's the only one left.
Nah, that's the one I don't want.
I'm not shocked those are selling out again. Assuming I'm checking the right link.
Versus you bi-weekly pay schedule.
Okay, wait. Am I actually checking the right links just to make sure? This is the November batch. So that is gone. That is gone. It is just the Tai Chi one that's still there for now.
I hate the Tai Chi color.
Oh, good luck.
Like, if I could only get one, it would be the standard color, but I want the tag.
So that is what's I've seen coming up with a number of people is because what they've done in the past is they did the anime colors as the standard. And then they did the activated colors of the standard, then the normal anime color later, normally with some bonus thing, and people went, well, that's the one I want. I would have rather that one been the normal one. And this time they actually did that, and everyone's like, no, I want the normal one. Yeah, then Digigift ended. Well, they
hoping for another batch.
Good luck, though.
When I have money.
Yeah, Digigift is back for a second year. And this time, on top of the wallpaper, they're also doing, like, mock-framed images to use however you want.
Aww.
Now, for my traditional bitch about the quality that no one cares about.
How bad was this one?
So, the wallpaper one, everything is fine, except for the April part. But because it's all black, it mostly looks fine. Now, the part that looks terrible, though, if you check the picture one... They do, I don't know what that material is called. It's like,
like around the border?
Yes, I can't remember the name. Like, potato sack,
burlap.
Yeah, burlap. If you look, it's really low resolution and terrible.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm zooming in. That looks like ass.
Now, here's the thing. I think because of how burlap looks, it looks fine if you don't, like, really look. So art's good. I'm looking forward to seeing what the year brings. Although I will say, I would prefer Vemon to appear that he's part of the image next time.
Yeah, it just looks like he's like a Looney Tunes. Just like, so long, folks.
Yes, exactly. Happy with the art. I'm really looking forward to what they do next time. And then we have the CD cover for AIM's 25th anniversary. What I love is it's kind of an update homage to her 15th anniversary cover. which was a clock, which was a clock that went up to 15. She was sitting on it. There was a gear design in the background.
Yep, now there's more gears, and it's 25.
Yeah. I will say the trippy part, and I've seen a few people get tripped up by this, it's different photos of AIM on both. It's just a very similar pose. So unless you pay attention, all of a sudden her face just looks different.
Also, her hand is positioned differently as well.
Yes, but you tend to skew to the face. I assume this was photos taken with the same outfit and they color tweaked it later, but it's trippy to look at. I have the version of this pre-ordered with the Blu-ray. I really want it. Looks like a good album. And then, because more AIM, they announced a digital single for her birthday on the 19th. It's a piano arrangement of the end theme to Kizuna.
Uh-huh.
Now, I will say the weird thing about this is when they're like, yeah, and the covers are an anime-style cover most places, and iTunes gets an exclusive photo of AIM. And it's like, I don't want to use the word cover because it's not a cover. It's a digital album. It's like the display image. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And then the novel competition. So we knew this was coming. Japan only, as expected. I like the setup for it overall, to be honest.
I didn't pay that much attention because I can't enter.
So that's the thing. We can't enter, but at the very least, the winner is going to be printed in the comic magazine they announced. So I guess we're getting a translation of it?
Hopefully?
Yeah. I will say the rules are very much more generous than you would expect for this type of thing. Like, they have to be in the reference book as of the 4th. You can't use character story settings from the TV shows or movies. If content is too suggestive or similar to the movies or TV, they'll go no. They're like, you can't create your own Digimon, but they're like, LCD toys, including Digivices, you can include.
Okay,
if you want to create your own Digivice, that's fine. They had a wide list of content, like what you can't include. That's one of those things where they're going to have to clarify later, because I believe one of them was you can't include hacking.
Okay.
Well, because here's what it is. I think it's like a giant list, generic list, like you can't have the characters getting drunk, you can't blah, blah, blah. But the problem is when you have anything computer-based, it's Digimon, it's like, it doesn't quite fit.
Like your last novel was all about hackers.
And are you ready for the rule that a lot of people were happy about? They will not accept AI entries.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. One rule they had to clarify a number of times, it can't have been submitted to other awards or contests. And they clarified later, that includes past stuff, whether you won or not. These can be published, so if you publish them on a website, your social media, that's fine, but you can't say you submitted it to this contest until stuff's announced.
Oh, okay.
And my personal favorite, files will not be returned. Make copies for yourself. It's like, of course, but I understand why they have to say it.
Now, that hurt my brain.
Well, because you know someone's not going to save it and they're going to ask for a copy of it. Now, the character limit's amazing. Because how much can you write? Minimum, 7,000. Maximum, 100,000. I liked the PDF submission thing. It has to be submitted as a PDF, has to be under 10 megs. And it goes, what if mine's over 10 megs? The text response thing was roughly, we aren't going to tell you how to compress it or how to deal with it. It has to be under 10 megs. If it's a PDF and it's under if it's a PDF and it's under 10 megs, good. It does not matter how you get there. So we'll find out what's going on with this in the summer. Also, I like that logo. It works for me.
And then, the colors.
And then a not quite a contest, Digimon Partners is doing their third partner project, Make Line Stamps Together. This is where people will get to vote for characters and sayings that will be drawn by the art team that did the third batch of Digimon Line. That's where like everyone's SD characters and stuff. I'm looking at all the sample art from the third batch. I think Sora has the best one.
The okay one?
Yes. I think that's the best one. I'm disqualifying Mochimon because he just looks like Mochimon.
he's there.
Yeah. The problem is in that art style, Mochimon just looks like Mochimon. Yeah, so this is part one. When did part one end? April 14th. So you can still suggest characters, and then say part two will be what should the characters say, and that will be in May, and then part three will be voting. And then we have cards, cards, cards. Although not quite as many as lately, which is nice. Are you ready?
I was going to say, it's not as bad as last week.
No. Well, so we get Shoto from Liberator. I think this is new art, right?
Feels like it.
I don't think it's art we've had anymore. Then new art of Arisa.
That one definitely feels new. I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't think her mouth was open in the last art.
Yeah, I want to say her face is drawn different here than in the art we had before. Then Tobu Katmon. Something about this one, it's cartoony. The face feels too detailed for me.
What's the hair?
And then, look, Parrotmon is about to fight Rocky. I don't know why I'm so amused that he's like boxing, but I am.
He is a bird.
Then Crossmon.
He is also a bird.
This is actually good art of Crossmon, to be honest. Although not as relevant.
I also like the textures.
The kind of brass finish on everything works really well. Although not as relevant as the time War Greymon killed him. Then Junkmon. That's just good art. I'm just happy with that there. Shushumon looks great.
I love Shu.
Shushumon has like the great comic book stylings. I'm just really happy with
that. And also there's just a grenade.
Yes. Then we have Gaelmon. See, here's the issue I have with Gaelmon. If you look at the right side, the Palmumon just like, yeah, I'm fucking here too.
Like, I'm still more popular.
Yeah. Then Muchomon gets a card with multiple Muchomon. Dogmon. So
yeah.
this card's trippy to me for one reason.
It feels like a Chuck E. Cheese advertisement.
It's a very interesting, like, cel-shaded look. But Dogmon, you almost just always think of, like, Hanna-Barbera style.
Yeah.
So having something that looks fancier almost feels weird.
Yeah, it's out of place.
Yes. And then Kiwimon being Kiwimon with Chibi Kiwimon.
I love Chibi Kiwimon.
Which
so
is
much.
Weird because at this point, I don't think Chibi Kiwimon is an actual Digimon that exists still. I think it is only a thing in the profile at the moment still.
Yeah, I don't think it has its own entry, which at some point it really should.
Probably. And then Delumon being exactly Delumon.
She's fancy.
Fluff. Everyone likes the Fluffymon with the Yolkmon.
Yes, because it's so fucking cute.
then Kyarumon. So this
also
was
also fluffy, but not as fluffy as.
So this was funny because everyone, a number of people noticed this one has multiple references to it being a Sendromon in the future.
Indeed.
Because you got the little mouse and you got the bird.
It was back in the corner.
Yeah.
Super zoomed in.
But it's the actual Sendromon bird from the profile art. So just a fun little touch. Although I love it holding the trees like it's in an old fucking cartoon hiding. It's holding the branches.
He's doing his best, okay.
Yeah. Then Piomon and offensive training. So Piomon for me is weird in that it's really detailed. The proportions are strange on this to me.
I think it's just the way the shadows are. It kind of looks like it's swaying its body down and it's kind of...
Maybe. It feels like the head is small or something. I don't know, Rod. And offensive training has Vorvomon training offensively.
Yep. It's a little thing in a Digimon world.
Then Green Memory Boost gets a parallel card. This was the first art of Liberator we had.
Yep.
Wisdom Training has them trying. It's funny. Everyone in this image looks very bothered.
That's how I felt when I was playing Digimon World and had to keep pressing A over and over and over again.
And ex-Tyrannomon is hiding with various plushies.
I want to be in that pile.
Let's see what was up next. Yellow Memory Boost. Okay, so this art of Shumon, it's themed like the art of Terramon. We did not have this before this card, right?
No, this... I've never seen one.
Okay, that's what I thought. I kept looking at it going, something about this is familiar, but I don't think we have it. And then Ponchessmon White, who's sitting there...
I'm sorry, we haven't really been about him.
Who's sitting there and polishing his shield.
And, I like the sky more than Ponchessmon.
And then Ponchessmon Black is striking with his spear. That is a weird pose.
They just didn't have it from the other direction.
That's what I thought they were going to do. But now I'm like, look at it, I'm like, that is a very strange pose with his foot, like, going up. It is interesting.
Yeah, and then there's, like, white one on the bottom.
Then we have...
Running away.
Then we have defensive training with a Golemon doing his best.
Yep.
And then
the punching glove.
And then Cockatreemon with a nest of mostly eggs. Mostly.
Yeah. That is his baby.
Yeah, then we have the clean parallel cards for boosters at 17, and the playmat, which I had to filter again. Hooray.
You suffer so we can print nice things.
And then Battle Pack 22, new cards. The smaller preview is the first time we saw the Liberator Deck Box Digivice thing. And there's also the Winner's Pack. You were talking about the deck box, you said?
I just saw the cute Wanyamon, just like, oh my god.
Yeah, that's really good one. I like the Minomon one, though. And then they renamed Tamer Battle EX, as they announced, to Regulation Battle, because they're going to keep doing it with the custom rule sets. Because originally, Tamer Battle EX was started to go, if you're not exactly a starter and you want, you know, an event with slightly more stuff, and the first few were going to have special rules, and then they were going to do other stuff. Now they're just going with the custom rules because people have liked them. So
really fun.
No, it is. And the new set of custom rules is going to be a yellow deck. And the prizes are Renamon and Shine Greymon. And that Shine Greymon card is great.
I fucking love that Renamon card.
Renamon card's good also. I think the Renamon card's less exciting to me because I think it was like a Korean launch card for the card game. I think Shine Greymon was also, but I saw it less. But I just
really love the art style on the Renamon one.
Yeah, it's very nice. The line art especially.
Yes.
And then...
Please blow it up and get me a poster of this.
Then let's see. What was up next? Card Battle had a booster set 17 match. And then... They announced Digimon Card Room. It looks like the idea of Card Room is when they can't get everyone together, when there isn't a lot to talk about, they will do an episode themed around saying that Meguro's in elementary school inviting people over to play cards. And, like, they set up a room.
Why the hell not?
What was that?
Why the hell not?
Yeah. So they set up a room, they had a match, they teased that they were going to do it next time, and they showed off the prize cards for Digimon Card Game Championship 2024 Psych 1. It's parallel cards of the Gilmon line. And they look very nice, to be honest.
They are very cute.
And then Digimon Adventure pop-up store and loft for the 25th anniversary. That'll be June 1st. All we have for now is the key art. They are going hardcore with the key art for Adventure this time.
Yeah, so much better than the one Tamers.
What's funny is, does this feel like the one that could have looked like the Tamers one, based on everyone in, like, suits and everything?
Yeah, it's like formal wear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except they did this better. So much better.
Everyone looks on Gomamon looks especially happy.
He's gonna walk down the aisle.
So we'll get new details for this soon enough. This will be in... It was at least two loft stores. It may have been more. I don't remember. But we'll see when we get more info.
It'll probably be can badges into oblivion.
Poll results. Poll. Would it shock you to know that for when you get the Digivice, what pair do you want to adventure with first? The winners were Tai Chi and Agumon.
I'm so surprised. I could have sworn it would have been Goemon.
If you ever want to know just how little these polls actually matter, this is one where I have no doubt that one or two of these were attempts to bump them up, but this is one that people actually voted, so everything just got blown away. Tai Chi Agumon 28%, Hikari Telmon 17%, and it keeps going. I will say, no one actually has a bad showing in this one.
I mean, everyone is someone's favorite.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, here's the thing. The way this is formatted, the actual percentages are not wide for this one. Like, if everyone was split evenly, it'd be 12.5% for everyone. So if the lowest is 5% for Soren Piumon, is actually not that bad. That's actually not a bad spread. Especially when you consider just how much Tai Chi and Agumon took.
Fucking dominated.
Yes, completely.
Like, more than double of it.
Yeah, that,
more than double.
That's an insane one. And then the new poll is, which Digimon from Digimon Liberator are you interested in? These are out of the two main evolution lines we've seen. You know, it's actually interesting. This is a rare one that they're so new, and people like the designs enough. I could guesstimate the orders, but I could actually see it being anything.
Yeah. Because you don't have any story to go on so far, so you're basically just going off of aesthetics.
Yes, exactly. So if you had to guess one for the spot one, what do you think it would be?
Oh, it's probably going to be the ultimate for Terramon, realistically.
See, I feel like I could see it being either Child or Ultimate, either one.
I feel like it's going to go for Ultimate.
Because here's the thing, you have the main character, and it could be either. Then everyone loves Shu, and then you have Horny.
Yeah.
So
I feel like Horny will be in top third.
Yes.
The adults and perfects are just going to be near the bottom.
And then it's time for the weekend potpourri stuff. A few of these cross into both weekends. So first up, Ayumi Miyazaki was a guest at Space Romance Festival. The concert looked very nice. He had some solid photos from that. Then we got a preview of those little TV anime Gashapon stands.
That's so cute.
I know they are. Then Kakudo was going by the Bandai head office. He got a photo of the Agumon statue.
There aren't any signs that say no cameras.
It's funny. He noted in a later tweet that he didn't think about it until he had left. He forgot that there was that adventure chalkboard art inside, so he didn't get a photo of it.
Aww.
And then at the Toei Museum, they added new medallions you could buy along with a thing that turned into a keychain. One of them is Adventure.
Neat.
I actually like the price. I think 700 yen is not bad.
That's pretty decent.
Yeah. Then the 24th anniversary of the finale of Adventure, so various accounts were posting promo stills. I always like to see the old, rare, high-resolution output renders of the TV show that has no anti-aliasing and everything, because they really are not meant to be seen at this resolution, but they output them at that back in 1999, although I guess for this episode it would be 2000. Like, it's nice to see it like that, but you can also see, wow, they really didn't blend anything in here. Yep. Also, wow, look at Angelwoman's helmet in that image. Holy shit.
Zip, 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 zip. Ooh. She's just happy to be there.
That is a big-ass fucking helmet. And then they had a little... I believe the official name is a launch party, but here it's more to celebrate that, like, the run's over. It's going to be on home video soon. Photos from a bunch of people at it, and there's a few more of those later that were good. I like how they have the cake, the little mock ramen, the Vimon.
It's so cute.
Yeah, there's more photos out here. Then, again, something we have more of late in a minute. Naoki Akimini put up teasers of art they were doing for the anniversary.
And it's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. Great little tease. We'll get to the full art in a minute. And then they did that VTuber stream for Watching Adventure. They talked about put up social art of her with Agumon, Patamon, and Armadamon. I'm slightly confused why Armadamon's there. I assume it's the person's favorite Digimon.
Because I was about to say, this might be their fave.
That's what I assume, because they were watching episode 22 of Adventure. That's definitely not Armadamon. And then was the 25th anniversary of Digital Monster version WonderSwan. So they put up, that is such great little social art.
I'm surprised they even acknowledge that it still exists.
It feels like they try. It feels like in the last maybe 5 years, they've put a high priority on fives and zeros. And then from the most recent weekend, first up, Keita Amemiya got a sample of the card that he drew for the Digimon card game. Most people may not know who he is. He's actually someone of quite some note. So, like, him doing that, one of the special cards was neat. He created the Zayram films. It's anime spinoff Iria, which a lot of people know really well. He created Garo. He created Tweenie Witches. He's worked on toku stuff like Hokkaider. He directed two Kamen Rider movies. He directed some of G-Bon, Jetman, and Zero Ranger, among others. So this was more of a guess.
And everything.
Yeah. So this was more of a guess one. He really liked the finish of it more than the art. He was like, now that I've seen it with the finish, it's a perfect card. He said nothing about the art at all, which he drew. Then we got a different...
I can see why, just because, like, as an artist, you spend so much time on something, you're like, yeah, I'm done with this.
Yeah, he's more excited with the finish. Then we got another formation of that VTuber social art, which the formation they did was here was much better, where you don't have the logos and everything. Also, the level of details on the eyes are creepy, I just realized. and then Ayumi Miyazaki posted photos from the O2 party. And his photos alone give us more information about that party than most of the other ones did. He won multiple prizes from the little prize lottery they did. He won a Daisuke noodle bowl pot thing. He called it a pot-shaped bowl with accessory kit, and he won a booster box from the card game. And he notes this may be a sign that he has to remember how to play it.
We're so happy for him.
Yeah. He also mentioned Vemon dancing was cute. I guess the Vemon mascot was dancing around.
I would have loved to see video of that.
Someone will put some up, I would hope. And then AIM was at Kawaii Con last weekend. Lots of photos there.
I want to go there.
And on when I saw what some of the message she posted, I went for the oldest old anime fan joke. Are you ready, Dev?
Oh no.
Yeah, wait, I need to stretch, because man, most of our audience is probably not gonna know this. At least one person I know who's decently older than me and a hardcore anime fan of the correct era didn't know the joke. So you ready? Also at the convention as a guest was Kikuko Inui, who's one of the most famous voice actors of all time. AIM got a few photos with her, and in the thing I noted, she was there as a guest, and she also recently turned 17. Is the silence because the joke's bad, or you honestly don't understand what I just said?
Both.
Inui, whenever anyone asks her her age, she says she's 17, and has for decades.
Ah. Thing is, I don't keep track of actual actors, so that...
Oh, yeah. Let me put it this way. You know how I always do the credits so that people know who it is? I didn't for Inui because, Dev, I'm going to link you to their ANN page, and...
No, it's a wall. It's just a wall.
No, it's beyond a wall. It is the wall. It is the biggest wall. Literally, go to this one and scroll.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I didn't even try to this one, because this one is literally like, oh, Belle Dandy from Oh My Goddess, and it's like, Uraha from Air, and then, oh.
He's been doing everyone all the time.
Yes, it's everyone.
Forever.
And that's like, oh, there's Code Geass, there's Detective Conan, there's, it's just fucking everything. Like,
if you have watched anime and have ears, you have heard her voice at some point.
Yes, there's no doubt.
At many points, more than likely.
Here's how popular of a voice actor she is. When I was checking her credits, I'm like, oh, she's the mom from Komi. I haven't watched Komi, but I know people love it. So I looked up the character's name, and it's like, what do you mean the character in the manga before the anime was created would go around and claim she was 17? The manga creator was trying to, like, force who the actress was going to be.
That is fucking hilarious.
So, literally, before the casting was done, you had the character going, I'm 17 forever. specifically because he was trying to force who the actor would be.
And it worked.
Yes.
And it worked.
Kakadu got the SCSA D3, and he made a couple notes on them. He said they're bigger than they are on the ones that came out when the show's out. He said that makes sense because the ones that came out at the time were basically scaled so that little kids would feel they were the same size as the ones in the show for them.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then Kakadu points out he directed the audio for this D3. So both of them have famous lines from the show that were recorded. Ken has lines that weren't from the TV show or movie. He noted there's a secret mode. He hasn't looked since they just came, but he assumes fans already got theirs. I'm trying to think if the secret mode is one of those things they told us, or if it's an actual secret. Because they told us a lot.
Yeah, a lot of Mon Mon Minimo.
He noted Kiyuchi hadn't recorded as Daisuke for a long time, but still is that Daisuke who never feels empty. And Romy Park was once again so dignified that you don't feel like Ken's going to be so powerful that he'll blow you away. He hopes everyone who ordered it enjoyed it also. And then Dreamers Volume 2 came out, so Tenya Buno posted one of the extra sketches that he did for it. It's in one of the pages on the book. I loved it.
It was so weird.
The digital high resolution is so nice. And then, as a fun little bonus, this was nice to see. Every month, Psycho Jump posts digital imagery for manga volumes that came out. Even though it's not a Psycho Jump manga anymore, it was still included.
Oh, that's cute.
So it was that. It mentions the card. I assume it's because it's still considered one, and it's marketing. But it's still nice.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then the full 25th anniversary image that Naoki Akimini did. And holy shit, is it so fucking good.
Every single fucking detail is mind-blowing.
Did you see the message? Because Akimini is very aware that a lot of English-speaking fans look at their stuff, so they post their messages in both Japanese and English. Digimon Adventure 25th Anniversary, congratulations, I love Digimon.
Oh, I thought it was like something separate that I might have missed.
No, just from this. But it's such good art. It's so good. The goggles.
Like all like the little digital effects, the metal.
Even including Zero Maru.
Oh my god, so fucking good.
I know, it's so nice. Every time they do a piece of art, it's so good. You know what the funny part is? I don't think I've seen a lot of people even notice the Digivice at the bottom left.
Now I see it. I just thought it was just like a texture.
I think it was easier for people to notice the Atmon one because there's the text at the top right. And then for April social art, Agumon welcoming the quote-unquote new students who have their backpack and book bags and everything. Getting the photos of them. And then it's time for questions. So you guys in chat can ask questions. I'm going to scroll down to ones that were sent in ahead of time.
Whoop, whoop.
First one someone sent in was, does it seem like Digimon hasn't gone for the April Fool's stuff like they did for a while? I think it's just been, there's been too much actual news to deal with April Fool's stuff. Especially when you have Digimon Con a few weeks before.
10,000 anniversaries, all of the merchandise, all of the
releases. I want to say the April Fool's stuff sort of phased out around the 20th anniversary of Tamers, which is also when they opened Digimon Partners the same day and stuff.
It's like they don't really need to do the April Fool's thing to kind of like keep interaction.
Because they have stuff to deal with. But yeah.
They have so much stuff.
Then someone wants to know, what games have you played lately and are you looking forward to? In between, Dev, did I mention it to you privately or on the show that how busy my March was?
I think you mentioned it both.
Okay. So, March was so busy, I power-bombed Final Fantasy VII Rebirth in about 3.5 days.
I've been working like 6 days a week between several locations, so I have not even touched any fucking games.
The other game I'm looking forward to, and I've mentioned this to multiple people, is Dev, are you aware a new Ninja Turtle game's coming out?
Based on the arcade one or a different one?
Yes, that one.
Oh, okay, yes, I know about that
one. Yeah, so I don't know if it's going to be good, but for anyone who's not aware, here's what happened. So a few years ago, we got the collection of all the old Ninja Turtle games, including the arcade games, which was very nice. And they also did Shredder's Revenge, which was a new game and very nice. But there's one game in there that did not quite fit. In 2017, they did a new Ninja Turtle arcade game beat-em-up based on the 2012 cartoon. I've actually never seen the arcade game. Like, I've seen the pictures of it, but not, like, in person. They're doing a port of it to home consoles and expanding it like they used to do with old arcade games.
Hell yes, because who has a chance to go to arcades anymore?
So it's out in 2 weeks, and the MSRP is $30.
I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
I consider that good, because here's the thing. One, it may not be great. I don't expect it to be bad. Think about how much do you think it probably cost going into an arcade and playing an arcade game like this? A new game, that is. 50 cents, a dollar?
Probably like $2 or $3 fucking dollars at this point.
Okay, let's say it's $2. I don't think it's that expensive, but let's say this. If you play it and you're playing it with friends, how quickly are you going to blow past $30?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. So like $30, have it on Steam or on Switch or on whatever, I'm perfectly happy for that. Especially since if it's at any retailer other than Steam themselves, I will have coupons.
They mention if it has like online multiplayer.
So that's the thing. It appears it does not. They do have the Steam Remote Plays turned on for this title though. And I've used Remote Play with you and multiple people, Devin. We actually had a decent time with it.
Yeah, it worked pretty well.
And in fact, that was for a beat-em-up, and the locations of us were, if I remember right,
across the entire goddamn continent?
California, Wisconsin, and I think the fourth person was my friend Elaine in New Zealand. And, yeah. Now, I would prefer they get actual online working, to be fair. But if the remote play works, I'll take it.
That's fair than nothing.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that when I get to play it. Let's see. How do we feel about the 25th anime anniversary so far?
Too much news. Please slow down. I'm
here's the thing.
Tired.
As far as I'm concerned, it is a solid anniversary for all, unless the only things that were going to make you happy were announce new anime, announce new game. Unless those were the only things.
Please announce a third round of the Digivices, please, when I have money. It doesn't work when I'm broke, and you sell out in 2 days.
I will say this. Is this the quickest we've seen Digimon items sell out? On restocks, I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think we've seen restocks sell out within a week, have we?
No.
Well, if it would be anything, it would be Adventure.
Yeah.
Let's see, last chance for questions from chat, if you guys have any. Someone wants to know, I was wondering how does online reactions and interactions for franchises end up relating to success? That is actually a very detailed question and very detailed answer. The answer is, it's a complete coin flip if it does. Like, for example, you'll see plenty of people on social media complaining that, oh, they don't want to see Digimon Adventure anymore. It's time for the franchise to move on. And anytime the franchise does anything else, the answer is no.
It's like, sorry, Adventure prints the money.
Yeah. Or there's been a lot of talk online of Monkey Man, the new action movie.
Never heard of it, but okay. I live under a rock.
Yeah, directed by Dev Patel. Action thriller. I've heard it said to be in the vein of like a John Wick. I've seen nonstop discussion of it. It opened to 10 million. That's where the talk does not line up with how it is. But yeah, it's hard to gauge because you tend to get the loud online. You don't necessarily get what people are going to actually do. So yeah. And then Ramon wants to know, do we think Digimon Liberator will have any references to Digimon Adventure? References as in, like, crossover type stuff? Probably not. References as in wry nods to Digimon Adventure? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then, I believe that's it for questions. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Shoe Mon.
That's the best choice.
Exactly.
I can be found.
I've already used Shoe Mon.
I can be found at With the Will as always. I kind of like the news being a bit slow and calm, don't you, Dev?
Yes, especially when I have to go to work at like 4 in the morning.
Ugh. It can't last forever. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. We will catch you again in probably about 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.